Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the third episode in this podcast reading series. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 634 through 636 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlotionpubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. You will need to enter a valid email address to receive a secure download link for the file via that email address. The files are held in a secure repository server owned by Wix.com. Polyat Lotion Publishing does not use your email information for marketing purposes without your consent. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You are listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. The message of my God to others is here. The Lord has sent His blessings from on high. The path of God's eternal truth is simple, and none will be made to accept it. Freely the message will be given to the world, and without force or other harassments. Listening, viewing, and reading are by choice, and it is for the love of God to choose it. There is no requirement to perform miracles, nor will there be any test of your faith. God knows the truth of mankind's thoughts, and no man can ever know it all. Although there will be many who claim they do, they will never tell the truth in humility. What has been written will be so, because it is the Word of God. God's mysteries are innumerable, like the lights of stars in the heavens. There is no end to the universe, and it is only possible to see a few. The greatness of God's love and mercy will be upon those who have humility and accept the truth of God's Holy Spirit, which is the greatest power in the universe. Glory to God, always and forever, for God is everlasting and eternal. There is only one God in all the universe. My faith and love are my sacrifices to God. I give unto God all that is God's, because God wants only what is His. Love and adoration belong to God, and these are the endless bounties of the Lord. We have come to know God's true desire. Love, peace, and joy are God's cherished. They are the candies and the sweet treats, the delectable morsels savored with happiness. The Lord sits upon His throne of greatness, and all that is in the universe obeys. The laws of God's many worlds are His design, and none of God's creations may defy them. Thank you. The laws of physics govern the physical world, while mankind has yet to know all of them. Humanity has the correct understanding about them. They are laws that cannot be broken. God is the creator of these laws, but God does not reside in the physical world. The laws of physics are only for the physical, and God lives by the laws of the spirit. Praise the Lord, and blessed be His name. Rejoice in the beauty of God's creation. Behold the splendor of Almighty God. I kneel before the Lord in His greatness. I pray that I will be safe from harm. The enemies of my God are my enemies, and they plot destruction of this earth.
The evil one arise to power on the planet. They take the lives of the innocent without remorse. The blood of the weak and the defenseless falls like rain, and it forms pools on the rocks, dark and gloomy. Those murderers rejoice in their crimes. They will blow a horn in celebration and announce how their crimes are a victory. Those sinners of Zion will rejoice while covered in the blood of the innocent. There is no good on either side of a war, and all that is wrought is eternally bad. The demonic spirits of the Nephilim will awaken and haunt the minds of those murderers. They will seek peace and will not find it, because they are eternally cursed. The blood they have shed by violence and hate will not ever be washed away from their hands.
Well, this concludes episode 3 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was God Knows Everything. I never really know exactly what I am going to write when I sit down to do these devotional prayers and modern prophecies. As soon as I start writing, all of it comes to me so fast that I have a hard time keeping up with it all. It is like having a water faucet of thoughts turned on in my mind. As a CE5 experience, it is like tuning into a radio station that sometimes seems to play the same songs, but there's always something new. The beginning of the Judgment Day trial will start in episode 6, but these first 4 episodes will be helpful for those not familiar with the theology of God's eternal truth. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.